Well, good morning and welcome to the open space part of our conference. My name is Naresh and I'll be facilitating this next bit. But we're not just doing open space. We're going to do a little experiment because we like experiments. We're going to run some things parallel to open space. It used to be that open space was the real experimental part of the conference. But we're so cutting edge. We're so cutting edge that we're doing an experiment with the experiment. Isn't that great? So what we're going to be doing is there's going to be some solution surgeries that are going to be running parallel to this open space. So you can participate in this open space structure, or you can go to one of those solution surgeries which are up there on the board at the end. And there's also, I believe, a workshop at 2:30 with Stoneley. Is that right? Okay.
This is one of our new pieces, and we've put it in so that if you're coming with a real question that you want an answer to, and if you're coming with real experience because you've been doing this stuff for quite a while and you've really learnt about something, we have a space that we can put those kind of people together. So in open space, you know, some of them will focus around solutions, but often it's a more general conversation. So we've made these solution surgeries. It's an experiment. We've proposed 10 themes. So we've got 2 open space sessions, so 5 solution surgeries in each. So we've got working with volunteers, diversity, partnerships, outreach, getting to good decisions, branding and design, websites. Chris is good on all of those. And then we've got a space here. We haven't got anybody who's offered to bring some expertise and facilitate around maintaining momentum. How do you keep people coming in? How do you keep the energy in your transition project? If you'd like to offer some expertise on that, you don't have to be the world's expert, but you know something about it. We've got some good ideas. Put your name in the box. And then the second set at 4:15 is working with conflict, communicating transition, working with the media, how to get groups working well, avoiding burnout, really important. And again, there's one I haven't got a facilitator for, which is about resourcing transition. How do we generate income, find offices, whatever it is we need, work without money. So there's 2 that I'm still looking for people to offer to hold. But there's 5 spaces. We'll put the venues up before we get there.
And where are they?
Yeah, we'll put the venues up.
Okay.
We'll put them up. They'll be in the workshop rooms, not in the open space.
The times are
the same, 2:30 and 4:15, same as open space times.
But could I just say, whereas in open space you can just move around and see what happens, with those, we don't want people sitting there who've offered to host it for the whole time, kind of waiting to see. So could you try and make sure, if you're interested in one of the solution surgeries, you turn up at the beginning of the session?
Thank you. Okay. So, open space, we have about 20 minutes to set this up for 350 of us to set up what we're going to do for the rest of today. Okay, so this is how it goes. I'm sure many of you have done open space before. How many people here have done open space? Let's see. Okay, great. So here's how it's going to go today. It's going to be, you know, again, it's going to be a little bit chopped up because that's just how it goes in the conference. So we're going to set it up now, and then at 12 o'clock-ish, whenever we're finished here, we're going to then go off to do our theme groups. Okay, so there's going to be theme groups from 12 o'clock until lunchtime. Then lunchtime happens, and then we'll come back for the first open space session at 2:30. Okay, so, but we're going to get the open space set up. I'm going to create a call for workshops, for whatever you want to talk about now. So we'll get all that set up. So the first thing about open space is that whatever happens is down to you. Whatever happens over these 2 sessions of open space is down to everyone here in the room. So the responsibility is ours as to what happens and how it happens and what conversations happen, what needs to happen. So that's the first thing I'd like you to be aware of. The second is about the question, the kind of overarching question of this open space. And the question is this, we've projected it up there, and that's, what helps the next step in transition for me or my project, my transition project? So what helps the next step in transition for me or my transition project. So just take a moment to think, see how that lands with you. What sort of things would you need to help you take your next steps, either for your project or for yourself? Just take a moment to feel what that might be. Okay, so the way it's going to go, we've set up our matrix up here. And as you can see, we have 30 spaces. We have 2 time slots. So when we get the workshops that are going to happen, we will arrange them along that time slot. And I have a team of people will do that while you're doing your theme groups. So it's slightly different from how often open space works, but you just have to trust us as we might have to amalgamate some sessions. We might have to put some things together. There might be duplicates that we might need to put together. We'll just have to work with that. So what we have here is there's 30 different spaces. So there are 30 different workshops that are going to be taking place at any one time. So as a participant, you're going to need to choose where you're going to be during that time, from that 2:30 to 3:45 or 4:15 to 5:30. And that's just how open space goes. And the way the spaces are arranged, we have 1 through 12. We're going to have 12 tables here in the main hall. So that'll be 1 through 12. Then we're going to have 8 spaces in the bar. So that'll be tables 13 through 20. There'll be 6 tables in the Lambert Management Room. And the final 4 are in the chapel. So grab somebody from the facilitation team if you don't know where they are. So that's how we're going to set them up. We'll put those up later. So like I said, what we're going to do now, when I finish this sort of setting up and we're all clear or clear-ish about what we're going to do next, then and people who want to offer some session or a workshop can come up here and write them down. When I finish with that, then you'll go off to your theme groups and we'll be organizing those. So if you want to offer a workshop, what you need to do is you need to make sure you're at that space at the right time. And at each table, there will be some flip charts and there'll be some pens. And you have to make sure that is recorded. So you record your session. So if somebody couldn't get to that workshop, maybe they wanted to, maybe they're interested in what you talked about, they could see later. And what we're going to do is we're going to ask you, as the facilitators, to bring all your flip charts back here. And we're going to try to put them up or arrange them on this board or somewhere, or maybe somewhere around this room, so that they're all here, so that what happened is recorded, and people can then look at their leisure at what sort of things were discussed in that open space. The other things you need to know about open space is when it starts, it starts. We've set up this kind of matrix, this sort of invitation to meet, invitation to talk and network with each other. And we've set up times and spaces where certain conversations can happen. However, you don't have to keep to those. You know, we've set it up, you know, there's something there, there's a structure, but you don't need to have that, you don't need to keep that structure. When it starts, it starts. When the conversation is ready to start, it can start. When it finishes, it finishes. So if you're there with a group of people and you're really into what you're discussing, if something there is really vital for you, you don't have to stop at 3:45 or 5:30. You can carry on. You can carry on all day if you want. So the invitation there is to do whatever you need to do. Whoever comes to your table are the right people to come. And again, if there's a sort of element of trust when you put out a call, you put out an invitation to join you, there's an element of trust that whoever comes are going to be the right people. And the only thing that happens at that time is the only thing that could have happened with this group of people in this time, in this space. And finally, there's the one law, the law of 2 feet. And this is the law about creativity and engagement. So we want you to be creative, we want you to be engaged, we want you to be learning during this time. And if you find you're not learning, and you find you're not engaged, if the conversation goes off on a different direction, then feel free to get up and go find another conversation, go find another table, go somewhere else where you can feel engaged, where you can feel creative. So it's a bit different from how we normally do a sort of social thing. It's not very polite to get up in the middle of a conversation and just leave, but it's fine in open space. You can do that. You can just go out and find where you need to be. And the last thing is that there are a couple of insects in open space. There's the butterflies. And the butterflies, they just sort of hang out in the sunshine on the grassy bits or you know, having cups of tea. And they're not really doing anything, or they don't seem to be doing anything. But sometimes, the conversations you have with the butterflies are exactly what you need to have. Those are the conversations you need to have today. And then there's the other insect are bumblebees. They're the ones that kind of flit from table to table. And what we're doing here is we're setting up a field of inquiry. And sometimes an inquiry that's happening at one spot is it's brought by these bumblebees. It's sort of transferred across this sort of space, and it enters another conversation. And sometimes that's what needs to happen. So if you find yourself being the bumblebee, that's a very important cross-fertilizing sort of role in open space. So there we have it. That's how we're going to do it. So as soon as I'm going to ask if there are any questions, as soon as I finish that, then we have paper here, we have pens, come up and write down something, a conversation you want to have, a session you want to hold, and we'll arrange them on the sheets. So are there any questions before we start? You mean here?
Yeah. Are they on the board where the actual spaces are?
But each table will be labeled in that space. So when you come in here, there'll be 12 tables, and they'll be labeled table 1 to 12. Where they are. Is that good? Okay.
I've got a slight... thing on location. I think inevitably quite a few people might go outside because of the weather. So yeah. What do you suggest we do about that in terms of making sure people can find groups if they move into the sun?
Okay, leave a note on your table. So if somebody wants to come along and they're looking for you, they know where to find you. Good question. Yeah.
Could you just clarify for me how long will the rather exciting program edition last for? Because I'm wondering, I've put my name down for that at 2:30, but I wonder what open space and surgeries I can get to as well.
Which
that runs alongside, doesn't it?
The workshop,
Making Sense of Financial Crisis.
All right. I believe it runs from 2:30 to 3:45. So right, if you go to that, you'd miss the first session of open space, but you could join the second one.
Okay, right, thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Yeah.
I'm just slightly confused. The topics for the open space are going to be written on those sheets there, yeah? But you've got themes down the tables as well. They don't have to link to the themes on the table. That's something else, isn't it? They just link to that overarching question up there. Thank you.
If we've got something we want to talk about, do you want us to put our name or just the topic?
Yes, when you put your topic up, if you can put your name on it as well, that would be great. Yeah?
In the groups, can you discuss or could you constellate something?
Feel free to do it however you feel is right.
Okay.
And however that gets recorded, it gets recorded, and that's fine. That's absolutely fine. Good question. So the question was, do you have to do something verbally in words? Does it have to be written? Can you do something where you use movement or some other form of communication? Sorry. Yeah.
I'm not quite clear whether we're writing down themes that we'd like to facilitate or also conversations we'd like to take part in but don't particularly want to facilitate, and how do we distinguish between the two?
Okay, so if you write down a topic that you want to have a conversation about, then you have to just make sure you're there at that time with the topic and that somebody records it. And that's all you have to do in open space. You don't have to be an expert. You don't have to be somebody who controls the conversation. All you have to do is make sure it starts off. And then you're free. You're free to be there. And as long as you have it handed over to somebody, you can leave it. You can go to another conversation if you want.
Hi. I take it you're going to filter and take out duplicates from all the bits of paper, eh? Are you going to completely remove any, or...?
We're going to attempt to get them so that it depends how many sessions people come up with. If we get 200, then some might get lost, but we'll amalgamate them so that each table has a theme or something that is works for all the questions. Yes.
Before we start splitting up a bit, could you say where the theme groups are, please, geographically?
The theme groups when we go to next, yeah. Okay, so at the end of our call for sessions, we'll do that. Okay, one more, and then I think we should start. Yeah.
Yeah, as a suggestion, it would be really good to hear what people's questions are as they put them down.
Okay, we'll try to do that, but if we get 200, then we can't do that, but we'll try to do that.
Yeah, because it sparks other ideas as well.
Yeah, it does. Thanks. Okay. Okay, I'd like... I know there's other questions, I'm sorry, but I'd like to move on now. So feel free to come up and... offer a workshop or a session.
And we'll have the mics here, so when you've written it, if you want to quickly say what your offer is.
No. I'm going to put down a question on how do we engage youth in transition movements?
Everyone, you want to talk, but if people are announcing what their open space session is, it'll be hard for other people to hear. So if we keep it quite quiet while people are making their announcements, that'd be really good.
So to constellate groups in stages, so a group that's not a transition group, a person to represent a group that's a new transition group and an established transition group to feel the difference.
Would you like to say yours?
Do what?
The themes they are defined themes.
Car clubs, why they might be relevant and how to engage with them.
Hi, I'd like to talk to people about community financed renewable schemes. Yes.
I'd like to talk about Carbon Conversations, which is a six-session course on personal carbon reduction.
Put it on the table and you say that you're...
Yeah, but my name's Roger. I'd like to discuss with people how to expand to influence the wider community.
Can you just say what people do want to say written them? Do they leave them on the table? Right.
Okay.
Hello?
When you're finished with your... When you write down your session, if you just leave them anywhere here on these tables and we'll sort them. Thank you.
No.
It's not on.
You can do.
Oh, okay. Is it open? Okay. Reskilling other than agriculture.
Hi. So I've got permaculture, how it might help you or your group in your next transition step.
A group on transition in France, hopefully in the second session this afternoon.
Okay. If you can keep your workshop suggestions concise, that would be great.
How can participatory budgeting contribute to the development of the transition network?
C-
community-owned businesses in food and energy with locally resourced credit and money without needing banks or government, setting up a learning network.
What can Quakers contribute to the transition movement?
Transport in rural communities. No. Setting up a local food hub.
The transition network should work with Tesco's for money. Discuss.
How do you follow that? My God. Cultural song lines. How do our various cultural roots feed into both Western consumerist madness and Indigenous resilient creative communities?
Okay. Gathering the voices of transition, wanting your ideas and opinions to put forward to the European Union and the Council of Europe. Come and have your say.
It's 2010. We've stabilised climate and biodiversity and population. What are the new organising principles for humanity, political and economic? And how did transition towns get us there?
Setting up a community tree nursery in central London. Come and learn what the project vision is and share your knowledge about setting up a community venture. Thank you.
Positive consumer power. How transition towns are engaging businesses.
Activism and campaigning within transition, both for positive change and against false solutions.
Social biomimicry, how to translate or be inspired by patterns in nature in the design of our social relations within transition towns. Social biomimicry.
How to draw in new people from parts of the community not normally involved in similar issues.
How do we unplug from the from money and still meet our needs?
Starting self-sustainable communities and education centres.
What can transition learn from faith communities?
Creating a master's in conflict resolution and transformation.
I can't hear. Please, could people be quiet so I can hear what's being said?
Elders. And what role do elders play that also can embrace other generations?
Oh, thank you. How do we reach the faith communities?
Collective land buying so that this land can be used by the green movement, transition lands around the country.
How should transition engage with the government's big society idea?
We'll take another couple of minutes to gather our workshops. So if you're waiting or you're still thinking, now's the time.
I've got two to suggest. One is on local currencies. The question is whether they're to do with economics or just to do with public relations. And the other one is on energy. The question is whether we're facing an energy glut. Discuss.
How do you blow up a steering group sensitively?
That's a really good one, Alex.
Okay, I'd like to have a conversation about the role of silence, ritual, and faith in the work of building community resilience.
Allotments, expanding allocation, and eliminating waiting.
An invitation to come and sing in the quad if you want to communicate in a different way at 4:15.
How to create a transition arts and culture movement nationally.
How to have playful meetings or no meetings at all.
I haven't written it down.
Looking for a conversation about sustainable energy, basically the move to more sustainable energy lifestyle.
Growing from a small group of enthusiastic individuals to a large enthusiastic community.
Can we just keep the noise down again, please? Thank you.
The Olympics... the Olympics 2012, how to engage with the Olympics Legacy Project team to embrace community and the youth generation.
Okay, I have a session on national hubs. What is their role? What can they do? How can they support local initiatives?
Move from GDP towards GHP, General Development Product, to General Health Product, Happiness and Health.
Is a community interest group structure a good way forward to engage the community in initiatives and make progress?
Mine is, on behalf of my daughter, transition kids. How will we learn the skills we'll need for the future?
Overcoming hierarchies and the sense of subservience in some communities.
Okay, last ones now. If you've written yours down, could you please move to the to take a seat then, so we can clear this space and move on to our next exciting bit. No, just leave them. Okay. We're going to move on now. And me and a team of people will sort these workshops as they've landed, and we'll see where we go with those. So now it's time for the theme groups. So if we could have the theme groups projected up on the screen.
Okay, just so you're clear, the team are going to sort all of these possible ideas onto this display board. So when you come back after lunch, there's going to be a whole agenda. So you'll be able to see what you could go to. This is what we're doing next. We'll have to have a slow movement towards the front. Find where you're going and off you go. All right, that's the movement. From the back. Towards the front, find where you're going, and off you go out of the door, okay? There's going to be people outside there directing you. Can we just find out? The north block is out there and to the left. Out to the quad and to the left. The Great Hall is in here. And there's people out there who can point you. So can we just have the people standing up who are actually going to facilitate these? Getting transition started. Can you put your hand up? It's here. Getting transition started. Arts and culture. We don't actually have anyone facilitating that. Would anyone like to do that? Anyone interested in arts and culture that would just have a little sharing? Somebody here? Sarah, thank you. Outreach, partnerships, diversity. Katrina. No, it's not actually. Okay, I think we won't go through all of them. You'll just find your facilitator when you get there, otherwise it'll take a bit too much time. Is everybody clear what you're doing now? pick an interest group, pick something that interests you. Arts and culture, diversity, inner transition, food, economics, energy, researching transition. We've got quite a few researchers here. Housing, transport, education, youth, training and support, bridges to local government. Bridges for local government is with May, who's going to be outside. You can't keep the Brazilians in. Working with media, health and well-being, national and regional hubs. So pick an interest group, find the location, find your place. And someone will facilitate. And go straight to lunch afterwards.
Say that again. Any chance, do you think? Yeah. Okay. And after your group, go to lunch, which is in the refectory, if you want to eat, that is.